Miss an interview? Listen to it now at 1043thefan.com. Brought to you by First Bank. You work hard for your business, so should your bank. Talk to a First Bank business specialist today. First Bank. Business banking for good. Member FDIC. Sports Radio 1043 The Fan presents The Drive. Here's Tyler, Nick, and D-Man.
It's time to catch up with Nikki Jabala. We talked to her earlier, and we got to find out about this Pat Shurmur stuff. Nikki's reporting all about it, so let's find out now from Nikki Jabala. Hey, Nikki, why don't you let us know about your reporting about Pat Shurmur and what you found out?
That he's not interested in becoming Michigan State's head coach. That's what I found out. The connection, it makes sense that he was on their radar. I mean, played there, got his coaching start there. But from what I was told, he's very much all in on the Broncos. He's been going through meetings with the rest of the offensive staff all throughout the week. So he is not pursuing anything with Michigan State. So he's out of the running.
Becky, is there a name in free agency that it continues to pop up inside the building? Is there a name that we should be on the lookout for?
I don't know that they've gotten that far where they have like their set list. There are certainly names that have been discussed outside the building and are probably being discussed by the team as well. I mean, you look at the holes they have to fill. I mean, certainly their own free agent, Justin Simmons, is high on the list, and I would expect him to get the franchise tag. And, you know, what happens between then and mid-July with the deadline to sign a long-term contract, we'll see. But he's high on the list. I'm kind of curious if they look at Byron Jones, the cornerback from Dallas, especially if they can't re-sign Chris Harris, or even if they can re-sign Chris Harris because they're so thin back there. The thing is, they have a lot of room to make some big signings. As of now, if it's based on a projected, you know, $200 million cap, and we'll know in March what the exact cap is going to be, I mean, they could have, you know, well over $60 million in cap space. And then you think about, all right, if you cut Joe Flacco, there's more. If you cut a few others, there's even more. So they have that, and, you know, probably as many 12 draft picks with 5 in the top 100. So this could be a huge offseason for them. You know, it remains to be seen if they actually make those, you know, big signings, the big splashes, or if they go for kind of middle tier guys and hope to kind of ride out the talent they have and just kind of fill in some holes. But we'll see.
Nikki, finish the statement for me. If John Elway fails to acquire the right pieces in free agency, Broncos country would view him as being what?
Is this like Mad Libs? I used to love that game, by the way. Jeez. I don't know. There is a lot of pressure on John. I mean, after 3 consecutive losing seasons, mm-hmm. 4 failed playoff bids, there's a lot on this offseason. And he's got 2 years left on his contract. So how will they view him? You know, I think everybody's going to be excited about the signings at first as they learn about it. It's kind of the routine of every year, right? Everybody gets really excited about the new shiny pieces. And, you know, it depends on how they start the season. I think there's always optimism in the offseason, especially with the start of training camp. Everybody thinks it's going to be different than the one before if they've lost. And, you know, there's finally hope that it could be with Drew Lock, but you know, I don't know that any one free agent signing, any one pick, is really going to change the course of the franchise just because they have so many needs across the board. Granted, they have the means to fill them, but, you know, this team, based on what we've seen, you know, last year and the years before, still seems a ways off from really contending for a, you know, a deep run in the playoffs, let alone a Super Bowl.
Nikki, I want to just circle back to Pat Shurmur for a mm-hmm. second. So the word is from him, he's not interested, right? Not
as opposed to Michigan State not being interested in him?
Correct.
That's what I was told, correct.
He's not interested.
Correct.
All right. So I just want all of us to understand what that he's not interested could turn into him being interested. The bigger thing is Michigan State interested?
Right.
That's, you know, I mean, I understand that he's trying to stay committed and get the word out, you know, about this job. But correct me if I'm wrong. Who is Michigan State interested in? Well, where what are their reports? What other names are being bandied about?
It seems like they've had a lot of hits and misses on guys they've supposedly been interested in between Mel Tucker, Shermer. You know, there's been a long list of, you know, outright rejections. So I don't know that, to be honest. But yeah, to your point, you know, we've seen Josh McDaniels turn on the Colts.
Correct.
We've seen John Benton. I don't know if people remember John Benton. He was an offensive line coach for about a month.
Right. So
it's happened. I don't think it would happen in this case. I really don't. But, you know, you never know.
You never know. All right. Appreciate it, Nikki. By the way, happy birthday to your dog, Joey.
I was waiting for the second part of that.
I was just curious if North Carolina was going to lose on his birthday, too.
There it is. I knew it was coming.
You know him well. All right, thank you, Nikki. We'll talk to you later.
Thanks, Nikki.
Bye, guys.
Bye.
You just had to slide that in.
Oh, so great. Because Nikki's, she went to North Carolina. Her Tar Heels, Kevin. And she got the diploma and all. All right, so on the surface, Pat Shermer is going to be here. I think he'll be here, too. But I am curious what Michigan State is eventually going to come up with. So, you know who would be perfect to talk about this with? Pat Shermer. But we have Cecil Lammy, and he's coming up next.
You work hard for your business. So should we. That's why First Bank offers commercial real estate loans, business lines of credit, and online cash management solutions. With tools and services designed to make your business run easier, your day could have less this and more this. Visit eFirstBank.com/business to learn more. First Bank, business banking for good. Member FDIC.
First Bank.
Banking for good.